The Senate narrowly voted Friday to limit debate on the nomination of President Donald Trump's embattled Supreme Court pick. Brett Kavanaugh advancing his nomination to a final confirmation vote that could come as early as Saturday. But this did not go without a fight. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the White House's insistence of Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court is unseemly.
If Judge Kavanaugh is rejected, President Trump will select another nominee, likely right of center, probably not to my liking, but without the cloud that hangs over this nominee.
Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says a Kavanaugh vote is a vote on the politics of personal destruction.
We'll either give notice that totally uncorroborated allegations are now officially enough to destroy an American's life, or we'll declare that our society cannot, must not, will not set the bar so low.
A final vote on Kavanaugh can come as early as Saturday. The U.S. Justice Department has announced it has charged 7 Russian intelligence officers with hacking computer networks. A U.S. Assistant Attorney General John Deamer said that the Russians belong to the GRU, that's Russia's military intelligence agency.
Nations like Russia and others that engage in malicious and norm-shattering cyber and influence activities should understand the continuing and steadfast resolve of the United States and its allies to prevent, disrupt, and deter such unacceptable conduct.
The 7 operatives were charged with computer hacking, wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and money laundering. French police have opened an investigation into the disappearance of the top official at Interpol, that Chinese national Ming Hongwei. His wife, where the International Police Organization has its headquarters, contacted the police after not hearing from her husband. This is VOA News. Indonesia's Sulawesi province has begun to take its first steps toward recovery. This is nearly a week